Shooting down UFOs. A fighter pilot for the United States military has admitted that in 1957 he was told to shoot all his rockets at a UFO which was off the coast of England. There have been denials over the years about us firing at UFOs by some, but there are just too many incidents of this happening, usually without any damage to the UFOs. There is thought to be one exception I know of, but lately some sources are claiming we shot down a UFO with a laser. There is no proof for this except for a video which does not actually show this, just a flash in the distance. There is a claim the only craft ever to fire on a UFO happened in 1980. While this is definitely not true, since there are cases during the Vietnam War where boats fired on one and it fired back, destroying a US Swift craft and damaging a larger Australian warship. Anyway, it is said the craft was a military plane from Peru and it let loose with its cannons. He was flying a Soviet Sukhoi 22 fighter. The UFO was floating near the end of the runway. It is said the Peruvian government had tried to contact the UFO but received no answer, or no indication it was going to move. He shot a long cannon blast, but the blast had absolutely no effect on the UFO. The pilot chased the UFO as it sped away. The UFO then stopped and the pilot was getting ready for another attack. When the UFO noticed this, it sped away, but stopped again. It did this two more times. It was like it was playing with the pilot. All during the time the pilot thought the UFO was some sort of balloon, but once it let him get clothes when he was running out of fuel, he saw it was a 31-foot circular object with a dome. Why did this UFO let him get clothes at the time? Did the UFO pilot read the Peruvian pilot's mind and realize he was not going to fire again, or was it just because the UFO pilot realized the Peruvian plane could do no damage to him? One of the problems about knowing whether we fired on UFOs or not is the fact everything about UFOs was secret. Pilots were told to keep their mouths shut about any sightings or orders they received about UFOs. We could have been firing on UFOs regularly, and we wouldn't have known all about it. As the Peruvians put it, theirs was the only documented case of a military jet firing on a UFO. It may not have been the only case and wasn't. In 1957 the Soviets had a missile base on the Kuril Islands. A UFO flew over the islands and then stopped and hovered. The Soviets thought they were going to be attacked by the Americans and fired their missiles, but they had no effect on the UFO. Before the Kuril Islands incident, the Soviets had made several attempts at shooting down UFOs, only to have most of their planes damaged without affecting the UFOs. Lucky for most of the pilots, they were able to eject. Maybe I should say allowed to eject by the UFOs. There was also a case where the Soviets found what they thought was a way to down a UFO. It was by using a powerful radar weapon which they said disrupted the UFO, making it fall from the sky. When they finished building the first installation, a UFO flew over it and destroyed it with a beam which had gone through a soldier and a dog without harming them, and yet blew up the building. It is said the USS Russell, a warship, fired 5 shots at UFOs. The date is uncertain. Some say they were not UFOs but drones. The Russell's shots all missed, except for one which was a misfire. The Russell is a destroyer. The ship also released devices which would have jammed drones, making them impossible to control, but this had no effect. The Swift boat story which took place in Vietnam is unusual and proves at least some UFOs are killers. 2 United States Swift boats were going down a river in Vietnam. A Swift boat was a patrol craft. It had a small crew with an officer in charge, and was used by the US Navy. It was something like a PT boat but was not armed with torpedoes. It was 50 feet long and shallow draft. 2 Swift boats were proceeding down a river in Vietnam when a UFO appeared over them in a menacing manner. It blasted the lead Swift boat to pieces with a beam of light as the second one fired its machine gun at it. It then flew off. In another action, a UFO had somehow caught a missile which was fired at it, and fired it at an Australian warship, causing death and damage. It was called friendly fire and a mistake. It is believed by many this was not what happened, as I have said, but I guess it was felt the governments didn't want the public to know UFOs were attacking us. The United States cover-ups on the subject of UFOs would have been laughable if some hadn't lost their lives. If we go back to 1948, there was an incident where a military pilot named Mantle was chasing a UFO. We really don't know if he had orders to shoot at it or not, but we know he died. It was said he mistakenly was chasing a balloon. This reminds me of what was said at Roswell when we were told the UFO story was a mistake and it was a balloon. Anyway, the pilot died and we were told his P-51 prop plane flew too high and he died from lack of oxygen and passing out, which caused the plane to crash. Wouldn't you think an experienced pilot would have known what a balloon looked like? We don't know what is going on in China with UFOs because it is a closed society. We should talk. Anyway, there was something which was very strange and it happened in 2014. Three UFOs fell from the sky and crashed into two different counties. It was said the villagers heard an explosion before the objects fell from the sky. We don't know if the Chinese were responsible for this, or a war exists among the extraterrestrials. As I have said in the past, this would account for all those UFO crashes.